The race to fill Carl Levin's seat in the U.S. Senate is one of the most hotly contested in the country. The sheer number of campaign ads attest to that. Democrat Gary Peters and Republican Terry Lynn land volleying charges and countercharges at each other. Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler has been truth-squatting the Peters and Land campaign ads. Todd, let's begin with your story in today's Free Press, trying to figure out which candidate did or did not support the auto bailout. Who's saying what about whom?
Well, I don't think there's much question that Congressman Peters supported the bailout. I mean, he's been consistent throughout. The real question is regarding former Secretary of State Land and what her position on it is, because up until last week, we had never heard her say outright that she was supportive of it. And quite frankly, coming this late, that raises some questions. The Peters campaign for some time had been saying that she wasn't supportive of it, and while she was making sort of political answers, which sort of seemed to obscure where her position was on it, last week she finally said that she did support it, and that, you know, that came as something of a shock for a lot of us.
You kind of drilled down into past statements from Terry Lynn Land, and what did you find?
Well, what we had found is that while we couldn't find a lot of statements that she had made on the auto bailout, either the 2008 legislation that never passed that would have rescued GM, Chrysler, and Ford, or the Bush, then Obama rescue efforts themselves. You know, in 2009, when she was thinking about running for governor, she sort of left open the question about whether or not any money or how much money, if any, should be used from the taxpayers to support these companies. And then in 2012, when she was a member of the Republican National Committee, she made mention of the fact that she was with Mitt Romney in his position. Now, Governor Romney, then the Republican nominee for president, he himself had sort of a nuanced view of the bailout. He said he was for the sort of structured bankruptcy that the Obama administration put forth for GM and Chrysler, but he was against public financing. And there were a lot of people who said without public financing, it never would have worked. The credit markets weren't there to support it. And so everybody sort of took it to time, and from there on, that was Secretary Land's position.
Hmm. And the campaign told you her previous comments were on the process of coming to terms on a bailout, not any personal objection to the final comment. What does that mean, do you think?
Right. Well, listen, I will say that the Congressman Peters campaign goes farther on this than I would, per se. They say that Secretary Land is lying on this, that she was against it, and now she's for it. I can't say that. And I don't think that from the record can necessarily say that. But what the record does say is that at no point has she come out and said before, I'm for it. And she's been asked. She's been asked on numerous occasions whether or not she was supportive of the bailout that most people credit with saving GM and Chrysler. And she has never said that she was. We've asked the campaign, has she ever said this before? We can't get, proof of some kind of answer. What they're saying now is that, she might have disagreed with some of the, the ins and the outs, but that in the end she would have gone along with the final product if it was the only thing there. She's had numerous occasions over the last 6 years to say that.
So Truth Squad, is either side being untruthful with what they're saying?
Well, I think that really what it gets down to is, whereas we wouldn't say necessarily that she's a liar. That's a pretty harsh charge to make against somebody, per se. What we can say is that the fact that she's waited this long and this late in the game to say outright that she was supportive of the Obama bailout, smacks of political opportunism, and that's just a fact.
Now, over to the complicated issue of campaign finances. You've got Gary Peters claiming that Terry Lynn Land won't answer questions about the $2.9 million donation she made to her own campaign, and Free Press digging found she didn't have those kinds of assets. You have Terry Lynn Land accusing Peters of owning shares in Total SA, a French oil company linked to bribing Iranian officials. And then you've got each side accusing the other of being a creature of Wall Street. As you dug in, what did you find with all of these questions?
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of misdirection on both sides when you get into this this subject. I mean, is it fair to question Congressman Peters' ownership of Total SA, the French oil company, its U.S. subsidiary, at a time when he and his allies have criticized other oil companies for making a product, petcoke, that Total SA makes? It is. It's absolutely fair to bring that up and for people to make up their own minds. Now, I should say, Peters has no controlling interest in Toto SA, and lots of people own oil stocks. Where the Land campaign sort of goes too far on that is, you know, they start talking about this Iranian bribery issue. And yeah, it's true. Toto SA had to pay a $400 million fine to settle some charges of bribing Iranian officials for access to oil fields last year under the Corrupt Practices Act. But there are lots of companies, GE and IBM and Johnson & Johnson, that lots of people own, including, you know, the Lands and their mutual funds have shares of that, that have also been fined under the same act for many of the same kind of practices. So, you know, owning stocks and having mutual funds and having shares of things and having a balanced portfolio is really just, it's tough to, you know, start accusing one person of one thing without looking at yourself, just to be fair. And there's not a lot of that going on.
Yeah,
it's very difficult. Now, when you start talking about the $2.9 million that Secretary Land self-funded herself up to now,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we agree she should really come clean as to where that money came from, because according to her own public disclosure reports, there is not that money under her control that she could have used to put that into her own campaign. Now, she says it comes from a joint account, which sort of suggests that her husband, who, you know, makes a lot of money off of the family real estate business, maybe moved it in there and then she tapped it. But, you know, there are limits on what spouses are supposed to contribute. And, you know, there's a legal question one way or another whether that's allowable. But why not just make it clean? There's no one saying that, you know, if that's how it happened, that maybe she's on the up and up. But everyone would stop asking the question if she would just say it came from here. But I think they very much want to keep the family real estate company away from the campaign.
Bottom line, what's the message to those of us who are watching these campaign ads, Todd?
The message is, and this goes for whichever side you're looking at, don't believe everything you hear. When you see on the screen those little citations, if you can, go read them. Read stuff that try to fact check these materials. Dig in as much as you can, because often, if not even usually, the truth really lies somewhere beyond what you're being presented in these campaign ads.
Detroit Free Press Washington reporter Todd Spangler. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.